Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church and to our worship service today. And our call to worship today, I'm going to draw your attention to the passage that we're going to be in today in Acts chapter 17. We're going to be in the first 9 verses after Paul and Silas leave Philippi after they are ill-treated. They make their way to Thessalonica. And at that particular time, Thessalonica was part of the Grecian Empire. And it was about a 66-mile journey from Philippi to Thessalonica. But it was a large Jewish population that was found in that city. As a matter of fact, from the 16th through the 20th centuries, Jews outnumbered all other people groups in Thessalonica. So there's a very large Jewish complement of people that were there, even in the first century. And this is what we find that he did. Verse 2, it says, "And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ." That was the message that he gave to the Jewish people that were there. He went to their synagogue, and for 3 Sabbath days, he preached Christ to them. He opened and alleged. Those are lawyer terms that are used there. It's not a debate, but a presentation of the evidence. Now, I know that when you get into court, there are debates that go on between the attorneys and so forth right here, but the debate was one-sided, if you want to put it that way, because Paul takes the Bible, the Scriptures, and he shows them from the Old Testament that Jesus was the Messiah, that Jesus was the fulfillment of the prophecy, that Jesus was the one that was crucified by the Jewish people, the Messiah, and that he's coming again. When you read the letters that Paul wrote to 1 and 2 Thessalonians, you find there, we're going to look at that today in chapter 2, he gives some of the details concerning his first trip into Thessalonica and his burden for the people and how that what happened to he and Silas in Philippi had emboldened him to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior of sinners. We've been dealing with this subject of how God leads, and many times God will send us through a time of difficulty and trial so that we come out on the other side bolder for His glory. I think rather than praying that the Lord would deliver us from all of our troubles and difficulties, that we would ask God for more boldness to present His Son, Jesus Christ, because that's exactly what Paul and Silas did. And I want to encourage you today. We live in days where people need to hear more about Christ, not less. The election has nothing to do with the gospel. The gospel needs to go forth with power and with boldness, and that means that God's children, the ones whom God has given the ministry of reconciliation, must deliver that message, must be faithful in sharing the gospel with those that are around us. And so I want to encourage you to be like Paul, to open and allege that Jesus Christ is indeed the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who came to deliver us from our sin, and the one who sits at the right hand of the Father. I said sits. There's no more work for him to do. He's completed everything. And so we pray that others will come to faith in Jesus Christ and that we would be faithful witnesses of that wonderful message, the gospel.